What's going on, Relentless Gang? This is your co-host, Clyde. Just giving you guys a quick heads up that we did experience some technical difficulties while recording the beginning of this episode. So things are not going to start how they usually do with our weekly recaps. But the good news is you did not miss a whole lot. Basically, we broke down the weekend talking about hosting the Manifesto Festival, which was a really great time. Zoe expressed how much she loves drinking milk. Tresor talked about how he got stung by a bee. And there is a chance that I had a concussion while recording this episode. So not a whole lot that you guys missed. Things pick up where we started talking about Keke Palmer and Usher and that whole fiasco. So enjoy this episode. Sorry about the technical difficulties again, and enjoy. Thanks, Relentless Gang.
That's what they said. I'm just
can you repeat the back end of that,
sir? I'm just reporting the news. He said men are never wrong about shit like this. It just takes time to reveal itself like clockwork.
Okay, bet.
I'm just reporting the news. And to that you say?
That's my type of get your lick back, though.
But what do you mean? Like, she got the lick.
What do you mean she got the lick?
There's no get your lick back when you were the one that licked.
He embarrassed her.
He embarrassed her?
That whole, like, calling around social media, oh, you're a mom. That, to me, is whack. And, like, you're trying to embarrass her. Because your ego is hurt.
But
you're trying to, like, shame her, like, publicly. Oh, you're a mom wearing that outfit. Like, why would you call her out on that publicly?
But can the reaction be said is the embarrassment if the initial thing was what he found embarrassing? Like, if you embarrass me and then I embarrass you.
Now I'm getting my lick back.
And now you're embarrassing me again. That's not a lick back.
Why?
If I hit you and then I hit you back and then you hit me harder than like all these other times.
No, because we already.
I respect it. I respect it.
No, because we already canceled it out.
No.
Because now you're starting it again.
No.
Yes.
No one told you to go on social media and try to shame me for whatever outfit or me trying to be a mom and looking sexy or whatever. No one told you to do that.
So you, and I'm not agreeing with this guy. I'm just playing devil's advocate. Mm. So you want him to feel embarrassed and then just hold it and deal with the situation privately?
Yeah, because I didn't, and like, to me, what she didn't intentionally go and, you know, I don't think she went out there like, oh, my man's at home, I'm gonna go, you know. So my thing is like, yes, if she did that, and like I said, I was there. It didn't look like, you know, okay, maybe, yeah. It didn't look like she was like engaging in any type of like sexual type of like entertainment with Usher. So you're taking a situation that literally could have been discussed privately. But my thing is, he could have said so many other things. Like, even if you really want to do like a public like jab, it could have been any other thing. Like, oh, like, wow, like my girl's really out here with Usher, or Usher's really, you know what I'm saying? That is different. You being like, you a mom, like, why are you trying to, like I'm not, but she's not a good mom because she's wearing this outfit, or oh, you're a mom, so you need to calm down. Like, I don't like that. Because women who are, like, to me, it's like, if you're a mom, that doesn't change, like, your level of, I don't know, social, you know, whatever, of fashion or something. Yeah. Like, just because you're a mom doesn't mean you can't go out or you can't dress sexy or whatever. So don't try to shame women because they're mothers. They can't no longer, oh, you got to what? Head to toe, you got to cover up and you can't wear sexy.
It's a traditional principle.
It's whack. Yeah.
So basically, it's more about his maturity being, like, looked at.
100%.
So then at the same time, can an argument not be made that her doing this is not mature because it's fanning a fire that already should have been put out?
So you think that she should have just dead it? This should have never come
up
ever again.
Possible. I feel like if it is a problem, because we don't even know if it's really a problem in their house, they could have solved it already. And it
for sure.
This could be a PR thing.
It could be done.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm saying, let's just say for argument's sake that it's still a sore spot.
Mm-hmm.
You, as my wife, now doing the video, which is going to rehash everything.
No, they're not married. It's not my wife.
Well, you as my girl.
Well, are we together?
Let's say they are. I don't
know. Well, are we? Because
they are. I'm saying this exact same situation.
Oh, so are they actually together? I thought they broke up.
I never heard that. I feel like
I thought they broke up. But anyways, go ahead.
Or whatever. You as whoever you are to me. I feel like this is just sending people back at me now. Like, if we wanted to dead this, I don't think this should have happened. I feel like that argument could be made. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that argument could be made.
She's kind of taking it to like a higher place that it never was at.
By being in the video?
Yeah, now, like this now, is a coordinated thing. Like this now, is very malicious.
Because you know that even if your intent was not to embarrass me and I felt embarrassed, you know that this is going to embarrass me. Like you know that. There's no way you don't know that.
Like, yeah, this seems a little bit more, I don't know if the word is malicious, but maybe a little more intentional and thought was put behind this.
Is Kiki Palmer, what's her
sorry? They're still together. Oh, they're still together?
Yep.
You Googled it?
So I just feel like if
what's
you,
the source though?
If you as my wife did not want to embarrass me.
So maybe it is if they're still together, maybe it is a PR stunt.
It could be. Well, we're just saying for argument's sake. Mm. But I just feel like this is setting me up to get embarrassed again.
Oh, you were worried about him? I'll give you something to worry about. Like it's kind of wild.
But what if we watch the video and she's calm? Like what if they're not even, what if they watch the video and it's like, oh, it's just her in the video, like they don't really interact too much. Or what if they're like she's on him? Like Sierra and 50 Cent and can't leave him alone type video.
That's kind of wild.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
She kind of in the wrong if it's like that.
You think so?
Yeah, you're taking it too far. Like, yeah, I think it's kind of. I don't know. I don't think it'll be like that, though.
So you think this is why you need to learn your relationship lessons early?
Yes.
To see the signs?
You gotta. It seems like Kiki Palmer's baby daddy, like, this is his first famous girlfriend, you know?
I think, maybe.
You know? Not that, like, every guy has a list of famous exes or something like that. But, yeah, as a guy, I think it's beneficial to take your bumps from a young age. Mm. Kind of have some of those. I also think, though, too, like, you just learn a lot from a breakup, you know?
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know, it can traumatize you, too. Like, I don't...
It depends.
So...
It depends on what side of the fence you're on, because I know that there's two types of guys. There's the guys that have to learn on their own, and there's the guys that probably grew up around older guys who've taught them things young, so the way that they maneuver is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And they still feel stuff or stuff still happens to them, but it happens in a bit of a different way than when you have to learn on your own. Because I know for me...
But which one would you rather? Would you rather...
I'd rather have the advice of the older.
Really?
I would, for sure. Cause
don't you think that kind of skews you sometimes, though?
Yes, but I feel like you can navigate things better or talk through things easier. Because I know for me, I wish I had like an older guy or like a me in my life when I was younger. That's why I try to be that as much as I can, like for my nephew, even though he like does his own thing. I try to be that where it's like if I see him, because I follow him on Instagram too, if he's posting something, he'll post something like something happens with a girl that he's mad at and like he's going back and forth with her on Instagram, I'll tell him, I'll be like, bro, take that down, like you look crazy. And I just wish I had someone when I was young to tell me you look crazy. I never had that. I had to go through that myself and then afterwards be like, yo, I looked crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that again. There's a lot of things that you can prevent if you just have someone else there.
Tell you you look crazy.
I wish I had an older person when I was younger to be like, yo, don't text her back. Like, yo, she's moving like this. Just delete her number. Like, don't talk to her no more. I know you want to.
But that's what just builds don't character, do it. Though.
But I feel like you can learn from other people's mistakes. You don't have
can
to.
You? I can, can you really you can. Learn from Let other me, people's mistakes?
Can. I can tell yes. you, as the guy, as the guy who in his teenage years and university and stuff was like in relationships and taking them serious and stuff and having, and I've talked about it on this podcast, had some pretty traumatic moments and stuff.
Like the girl peeing on you.
I wouldn't put that in that category. That was just gross and unhygienic.
That traumatic. That'd be traumatic for me. No, the one pee on your leg. That's not yours.
Like the basketball players and cheating and stuff like that, you know?
Hot pee on your leg. That's not yours. That is traumatic.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's a different kind of trauma.
The pee is hot. Like there's a hot yellow liquid coming down my leg that is not from my body.
Yeah, getting peed on's bad.
Like, did it smell?
I don't think this is what we... Can you continue what you're saying, good sir?
What was I saying?
You were talking
You know
about,
the state of my head right now. I can't...
it's not
no,
like...
No, no, stop.
What?
Stop. He was in the middle of saying something.
No, keep going. No. Like, get it out.
We don't need to talk about piss.
Why? Why are you so mad?
Because why are we talking about piss?
It just came to my head.
What were we even talking about?
I don't remember.
You said being the guy...
Yeah, like,
in dad mode.
As the guy that was like just getting into too many serious relationships and like bumping my head, having those like moments where it was like you find out, you know, kind of makes you a little jaded, kind of makes you a little not like, hey, I'm not about this anymore. I'm not trying to do this. Yeah, like Fair. That's, I feel like you can learn without having to bump your head, you know, or you don't need to have the trauma to know that it's bad and that you should avoid it and things like that. There are definitely ways to experience.
Or I would say even if you go through the trauma and you do end up jaded, I think just having someone to talk to that tells you that what you're going through is normal and like the best ways to navigate it definitely helps. Right. I think that definitely would help. If there's just someone old. That's why I used to be so jealous of, like, some of my homies that had, like, his older brother and all of his friends. I was like, yo, you could just get advice so easily. Or if something's going on, you could be like, yo, she said this. What do I say? Because I feel like girls do that a lot. Girls will group up
be like,
the group chat.
Say this or say this. Guys, we don't really do that. Like, we'll just handle stuff on our own. And I've definitely said crazy stuff or looked ridiculous and looked stupid just because I'm trying to freestyle life and I've never gone through any situation like this.
That's real because the amount of times like I've gathered with, like, if any of my friends have ever written a guy a paragraph, I want you to know there's four other authors behind that paragraph. If you've received a well-written paragraph from a girl, I'm telling you, there are four other girls who are writing stuff and copying and pasting and adding stuff.
We can tell.
Yeah, we know when we're fighting a whole group chat.
We can tell.
We know when you got Quentin Miller's.
Called it out.
Really?
I know when you got Ghost
Writers. You said you didn't write this?
I've called it out before. I've seen the paragraph and I was like, I know exactly what friend. I was like, yo, she wrote this. I've said that because we know who you are,
you know, versus your friends. We can tell when you're making a decision that you were influenced and bullied into
when
by
the girl
group
just
chat.
Starts using big words that she never uses before.
Friend who's like, starts, yo, say this
and starts
use this word.
You're catastrophizing it, you know,
perfect. Perfect.
What's the word? What am I saying? Catastrophizing. It's a therapy word. That's what I'm trying to.
I've never heard of that.
And when they start
catastrophe eyes, I don't know. That's the root word.
When they start using perfect pronunciation, also
when that CBD language starts coming out, yeah, it starts. It's bad.
I think I saw a tweet like that. It's like when it sounds like a resignation letter.
No, it's
or a
HR.
For,
when you start talking
HR,
to him like you're from HR.
I have decided to remove myself from this situation. I will no longer be speaking to you. And I feel like as long as this disrespect continues, I will move accordingly. Like, you don't talk like that. That's not you.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
bro,
it's not.
I'm telling you.
Flashbacks.
One
Holy
thing about
shit.
Me.
Bro, that's not you.
If a man that I'm talking to or a man that I'm dating pisses me off, you are getting the full HR treatment.
But that's why.
You're getting the full me at my desk writing this letter. That's what you're getting from me.
See, but this is why.
You're getting thank you from this message, Clyde.
See, but this is why I like.
As you may know, what you did last night was unacceptable and belittling. And I just want you to really go into your brain and think about what you just did next time you decide to come.
Holy smokes.
That is me. Like, girls, I'm going to really come at you and make you feel small in a professional way.
Sit on
it. Going to belittle him?
Don't belittle me. One thing about me, I don't like shame or I don't like embarrassment. So if you're going to do something to embarrass me or make me feel type of way, I promise you're getting the HR belittling treatment. You're going to be my employee today.
But you know what's crazy? I like
how's that trip?
When there's beef or when a girl has tension or static with me, the text.
The employment treatment.
You're my employee today.
The text beef and the text attitude and energy never matches the in-person energy. Oh,
for I hate a girl that has bars and just goes crazy on text. Yo, they don't have that energy.
That same girl
on the phone
who gets her paragraph peer evaluated. If I pull up on you. If I pull up on you in person, I'm like, yo, what's the issue? She's gonna be like, you're just like, I just don't like how you did that. I will eat you up in person. You may eat in text, but I'm going to eat in person.
I had a girl that refused to talk. She would be like, this is all like a lot for me to think about right now. So I just like, I got to think about this in order to have a response. And she just wouldn't engage in person. She wouldn't like,
doesn't know how to talk.
We would be like, hey, we need to talk. And we would talk and I'd say my thing. And she'd be like, I got to think about this. And we'll talk about this later. And it's like, no, like, let's have a conversation. You know?
It's because they can't revert to their girls in person. They don't know what to say.
I won't lie. I have a very like quick tongue. So my in-person energy might
Be built for that.
Yeah. My in-person energy might even be worse than my text energy.
Some girls need those peer evaluated.
For sure. And I've definitely been a ghostwriter. I've 100% been a ghostwriter.
I bet
multiple
you're a good
times.
Ghostwriter.
Yeah. Dude, what do you mean? Of course you have.
I have only had There's only been one situation where I've ever gotten something that I wrote peer evaluated. And I asked women, like I asked my homegirls, because there was a very specific situation where I was like, yo, I need her to feel me. Like I don't want to miss a beat on anything. So I explained the situation and I sent them my first draft and they came back with a second draft.
Is hilarious.
They came back with a draft. We were on FaceTime typing it out. And at the end, I was like,
was this the fireball story?
Fireball story.
When you were drinking in your room with Fireball. Like, same situation.
That was after this. The Fireball situation. That's when I needed an older homie. That's when I needed an older homie to be like, "Yo, you look crazy right now." But No, this was afterwards, and it worked.
Yeah,
it definitely worked. She felt it. She felt terrible, and I was glad.
Honestly,
got your shit off.
Yeah, you look crazy right now. Like, I won't lie. I'm the friend to tell you like when you look crazy. But sometimes you have to look crazy.
I don't think you know, so. I do not think you have to look crazy.
Sometimes you do.
Especially not in public. You don't have to look crazy.
But what I'm saying, like, you have to, I feel like people need to have a situation where you have to look crazy because you have to learn. Like, I'm telling
you. What do you mean, Zoe?
Yeah. Like, there's situations where it's like, bro, like, you can never let someone, like, I feel like if you don't feel it, you have to know, like, you can never let someone bring you to that place again.
But you can look crazy in private.
This is kind of what this is what I'm saying is that, like, as the guy that went through it, you don't always need to cross the line to know
but
where
I've
the line
is. I've also been through it where, like, I've been in a situation where I'm like, okay, I will, like, I know what this felt like, and I know how I reacted, and I would never let a man bring me to that place ever again. But I had to feel it to know it. You witnessing is kind of like, oh, you know, like, I don't ever want that to happen to me. But you don't generally know what that feels like. And when you feel it, you don't ever want to go back there. So you'll do everything in your power to be a different person or be accountable enough to never get back to that place where you were at.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
But that's a slippery slope because you're talking about the feeling, the emotion. You definitely, you have to go through the emotions. You have to go through the feelings. But how you respond to it and how you project it and act outwardly, that is the part that could be kept under wraps. Because I've had situations where I felt terrible, but and then I went out and did something crazy.
But what do you mean by look crazy like in front of a lot of people? Like, what do you do? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I feel like you look crazy in your actions. The emotion, you can have that emotional feeling,
right?
But the response to that can be private. You look crazy when you're responding publicly.
And the thing is, though, like, that's like a thing, like you said, like, you really don't like embarrassment. Mm. Sometimes, like, you looking crazy is something that, like, you've, like, created, like, not that, like, it's not to the, not that it doesn't exist, right. But, like, if you communicate and are on the same page with your person, like, outsiders aren't going to know exactly what the internal workings of that are. So, right, like, okay. If they don't understand, it can look crazy, but that doesn't mean you are, you're doing something crazy.
For instance,
you know?
It's like...
Like, you can get caught up in that. You can think, like, it's like... You know, you're really looking a certain way. I feel like girls, that happens to girls a lot, where it's like, they'll go and announce a guy cheating and all the wrongdoings he said. And it's like, no one knew this.
That's what I'm saying. You exposed yourself.
Made it a thing, you know?
Okay, fair.
You expose yourself and you look crazy because we didn't know that he cheated on you until you told us.
Looking crazy really is like a personal so now you look kind crazy. Of thing, you know? But no one likes embarrassment.
And then on top of that, if now you get back together with him after you just blew everything up, you look even more crazy.
Right.
And that all could have been stopped if you just didn't say anything.
So have you publicly looked crazy?
To a certain degree, I've looked crazy to people that know the situation. Like maybe the outside, like maybe the girl and her friends or like whoever has heard the story, right. I've looked crazy, but not publicly where I've aired out a situation. I've never aired a situation.
Okay.
But there's definitely been like a group of people who would have said that I looked crazy.
Okay.
And I'd be mad at stuff like that. I'd be mad at my friends because afterwards I'd be like, how come you guys didn't stop me? How come none of you
sometimes
told me
you
that
gotta
I looked
learn,
crazy?
Man.
And I feel like that's the difference.
To me, I'm very grateful for those crazy moments because I'm so much more self-aware and accountable now at me being like 27 and grown. Like me at 21 and the craziness that I used to do, I'm so grateful for that.
But yo, Chasur, don't you think that like what you're saying, like it's almost like, have you ever had a friend where it's like, hey, they're not going to, they need to go do this. I can stop what's about to happen.
Sometimes, but it's real. Sometimes you can try to talk to people and they're not hearing you. You know, if you don't listen, you must feel.
Yeah.
That's literally the same that Jamaicans say. Sometimes you try to, yo, listen, don't do it, don't. And then I hear it's like, all right, yo, do it. And you're going to get hurt and you're going to look crazy. And sometimes you got to do it and you know not to do it again.
I think that's a different situation, though. Because that's certain people. Some people do need to touch the stove to feel that it's hot.
Absolutely. And I was one of those people.
I'm not one of those people.
Oh, I was.
If you tell me it's hot, I'm not going to touch it. I know friends that they need to touch it.
I need to see how hot.
I kind of need to.
Like, is it like I go to hospital hot or like I can just shake it off hot?
I need to find out.
I do not. I do not.
I need to know.
And that's why when I tell my friend, but that's, I feel like that's the difference with guys and with girls. That situation, when I told my friends, yo, how come you guys let me look crazy? How come no one stopped me? They were like, yo, like, we didn't know what you were really doing. Like, we didn't know the full extent. Because, like, guy, we're not as, like, we don't communicate everything that's going on with, you know, our homies.
I think men should do that more.
They should.
Yeah. I feel like men don't really communicate their relationship issues with their dogs. I feel like you should a little bit more.
I don't know.
To a certain extent. I mean, I've also learned to not do it too much. Because sometimes, as women, sometimes we do it too much. Where it's like, okay, now we have too many opinions, too many cooks in the kitchen. Now my head's getting twisted up. You know what I'm saying?
I do think men do it more than you probably
times,
think.
Yeah, certain times I feel like, okay, you should probably go to your dogs about this.
Or I feel like guys, you probably have like one friend that you do that to.
Yeah.
I feel like a group chat full of men is not really the place for emotional advice.
I don't think so either. But also, I've had a situation not that long ago where, like, I told my friends, like, oh, yeah, like, him and I are, like, no longer. And they're like, whew. And I'm like, what the f-? Like, what? Literally. And they're like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, he wasn't the one.
Damn. But realistically.
Like, why? Like, when did y'all?
Yeah. No, anyway? That happens. Sometimes you'll just have to let your friend rock. Like,
yeah, because like
I don't
want to be stubborn or hard-headed about something. Like,
or also, at the same token, I don't want to be a hater. I may not like the guy that you're with, but I'm not gonna say nothing. But then when you guys break up, you'll be like, okay, yeah, I didn't like him, so
yeah,
whatever.
I don't. To me, it's like, bro, say that then.
Nah, I don't. Wanna...
I mean, I understand why you wouldn't say it, but to me, I'm like, damn, like y'all let me spend how many months just with this man, and y'all didn't tell me that he was rubbing y'all the wrong way.
You knew.
Yeah, some of my friends have exes that I don't like, but I would never tell them that I don't like them because I feel like it's still, even to a small degree, like, I don't want to put that seed in your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that.
Yeah. Man. If you have younger homies, just keep an eye out for them.
Guide them.
Yeah, guide them.
Yeah, guide them, but don't guide them too much.
I don't know. But also, on a different token, that's just hurts. So what do you feel like what he was saying about heartbreak and all that stuff and like, I'm in my first relationship now. Mm. A lot of people told me, like, when I was younger and the whole time that I was single, people were like, yo, like, whenever you haven't been through a relationship now, whenever you feel your first heartbreak, it's going to be crazy. And I'm like, I don't think so, because, yeah, I may never have been heartbroken, But I've still been through situations to a degree where the hurt may hurt more because I'm more invested in someone, but I'm not going to crash out because I've been through certain
situations. But you've had situationships.
Yeah.
I feel like situationship fallouts can sometimes be way worse than relationship fallouts. I think so.
They can be.
They can be or just as bad.
It depends what they do.
So I feel like, well,
And it depends how much you like them.
Yeah.
I feel or like just if it ends in spectacular fashion, you walk in on them doing something crazy or something. Like it can.
Situationship fallouts can be almost as bad as.
And that's how I ended up drinking Fireball in my room in the dark, listening to Marvin's Room.
See? Excuse me? Oh, you're kind of new here. But yeah, that story was a situationship story.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Situationships can be just as bad. As relationship
but they're good because he didn't need to fully have that experience
so
younger
you
and
a
still
situationship breakup than relationship breakup. Do you feel like there's much of a difference because you're more invested in a relationship?
Yeah,
so you feel,
a situationship is a slow burn of an ending.
Right,
it'll end and you don't even know it ended and you kind of gotta like
because men always come back.
I guess, but like I feel like in a relationship where it's someone you're dating, like there's usually a hard. There's
but
usually
there science
a
behind
big
that?
Fight. There's usually very a decisive
what
moment.
What is the science behind that? As me being the only woman in the room and there's four
men coming
here,
back.
What is the whole with men always trying to spin
that
the
block? Women break up with you before that they break up. Like they break up with you in their head like months and months before they actually do it. So they move on a lot easier and better. So they're a lot farther along in that process. So when men get broken up with, they like almost prolong it. You know, they put it off, you know, so then it catches up to them very far down the line, which is when, like, spinning the block, I feel like.
But are you happens, talking about you know? In a situationship or a relationship?
Both.
I feel like on one side, guys might, like, you know, we'll poke our head out just to see if you're still rocking with us. I've definitely, sometimes you just want to spin it.
Like,
sometimes you want to spin back. Or especially if it's been a long time. If me and you used to talk, or we used to rock with each other in 2018, and I haven't seen you until 2022, I might be like, I wonder.
What is she up to these days?
I wonder if, you know, she's still about it. So I might check the temperature. Or
I
also, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be honest, if we're going to be honest. Since
why,
I'm the first
why
one
are you doing
so? Because I want to be honest. Because guys are going to feel me, but men are going to act like they don't know what I'm talking about.
Right,
sometimes it's like, yo, if we hooked up when I was young, I need to show you what I've learned now. Like, I'm way better.
You caught me in my rookie season. Like, I'm a vet now.
If we were 18 when we hooked up, I'm 27 now. I've learned a whole new bag of tricks. So you need to, that can't be your last memory of me. So I might spin back to try to, you know,
show her how I've improved.
See how my firmware is updated.
I also feel like,
that's real.
No disrespect to men. But I feel like sometimes you guys think that you guys are upgrading when you're really not. Like, I've had situations with old work where they're like, yo, like, you know, come over, blah, blah, it's been years. And I'm come over, I'm like, bro, like.
Well, that's unfortunate. I can only speak for myself.
But my thing is also, you have to realize, you guys are not having sex with yourselves, right? So you don't really know. Like, yes, you may think,
I'm
arching my back and I'm doing all this great work and I'm thrusting and busting and turning or shit up. And it's like, you're not really, though.
But I feel like from your engagements throughout that period of time, you should, if you are honest and real with yourself, you should be able to know if you've made improvements in that category. I think it's people who are delusional that stay the same. If you're getting different reactions now versus back then, you could probably be like, okay, I've probably improved. Or if you've learned different stuff, you've learned different moves and it's fared well in the field.
Right.
Then okay. I've probably learned some new moves. And
now, be honest with yourself,
the last time that you saw me, I was 19. I wasn't doing any of this. So now I'm trying to.
I didn't have a step back before. I didn't have like an in
and
out dribble.
New moves to my game.
Yeah, like it was all back to the basket, post work and everything. I got a mid-range game.
Of course.
I could shoot the long ball 35, 40 feet. I'm a long-range shooter now. You don't like, I scored 14 points a game back when you met me. Averaging 30. I'm a leading. I'm one of the top five scorers in the league now. Like, what do you mean?
Okay.
You got to come find out.
It can literally be as simple as the last time we hooked up, I was still at age where, like, I wasn't really eating coochie. It could be something as simple as that.
Fair.
It's like, we're in a whole different world now. So this whole, the game's going to be different.
Okay.
You know,
I mean,
I don't want that to be your last lasting memory of me.
I don't want that to be. I don't know. To me, it's always like I've had situations with guys where I'm like, okay, like it's done. Like I think it's done. And my friends are always like, yo, like give it a couple months. Like he's going to come back. And I'm like, but even when they come back, I'm like, bro, that shit, it's dead. Like I don't get it.
Yeah. Now the intentions of the comeback, that is what could be questioned. Because you may think, because sometimes I feel like that might be women ego. Where they're like, oh, look at him back on my phone. He still wants me. No, I just want
to
slap.
Even if you just want to slap, like, we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, we actually don't need to do that.
It's failed for me, too, though. I'm not going to act like it's 100. I've tried to me spin too. The block, and it didn't work. That's happened, too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
Life.
Ow.
Life.
I think men need to stop doing that. Because it's just not... It's not.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not good too.
But I think a lot of girls just don't do it because pride.
Yeah.
Ego. Like but girls like don't want to spin back and get rejected. So you guys don't spin.
There's no way I'm spinning back and getting rejected. There's no way.
No, there's very possible. If
there's no way.
If you're not aware of his situation and he's in a situation and you try to spin at that same time, he's gonna reject.
I have a lot of blocks.
That's where I would have to do crazy research before I spin back.
See, guy, we're not doing that. If I see you right now, it's on. We're not researching the spin back.
Yeah, and then I also don't like...
We don't have time for that. Yeah. If your picture popped up on Instagram and you look good, I'm DMing you at that moment.
I don't care. This man's a shooter.
And that's then you get the, oh, sorry, I have a man now.
Then it's like, oh, okay, I'm happy for you. And then that's it. I move on with my day. I move on with my
check
day.
Check that temperature immediately.
Yeah.
Fair. I don't know.
Stove's on.
Yeah, it's just to me, it's like, I feel like you have to learn. Yeah, it's like getting drunk for the first time.
Oh. Sure, give me those.
You have to learn your limit.
Man.
Like, you have to get drunk to know how to navigate alcohol. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
So that's my point.
And specific ones. Do you have a story of like a specific alcohol that you don't drink anymore because you're scarred?
Vodka.
Yeah, vodka.
Whew.
I drank like a whole 2-6 in a hot tub or something like that. And
did you drown or almost drown?
Well, like when you're in a hot tub, your pores open up, so you get more drunk the more that you drink. 100%. It like a shock.
And the
like,
heat obviously gets to you as well.
And I just remember getting out and drying off and sitting down, and like the whole living room was on the ceiling.
Damn.
And it was just like,
hold on, I'm so sorry.
It was bad spins. I'm describing very
bad.
The
whole living room was on the ceiling?
Yeah, just like everything was just spinning. It felt like the...
That's one of the worst.
It felt like the furniture was on the ceiling, you know? like
the when alcohol it's spinning, spins? Oh, I want to like literally throw myself into a garbage can.
It's bad. I had an experience with Henny. I've come back to it these days, but I didn't drink Henny for a very, very long time. I don't know if I've ever told this story. So one of my homegirls... It was her birthday. This was like 2016, 2017. She was having a little party on the rooftop. We all came. There wasn't really that many people, so I don't know if her boyfriend at the time kind of felt bad. So he's like, yo, we're going to go to Luxie's. Oh, I'm boy. Like, all right, cool. So we go to Luxie's. It's probably 9-10 of us in the booth. I don't know if... I think her boyfriend must have been a scammer, or he was definitely a hood man, but I don't know what type of operation he had going on, but he started buying bottles of Henny, right? And the Henny just kept coming and coming and coming to the point where literally, no exaggeration, you could ask anybody that was there. You know some of my friends who were there. You could ask them at a later time. We each had a bottle of Henny to ourselves.
Dangerous.
All of us.
Oh, my God.
So I
problematic.
Was... I was...
Problematic.
Facing the Henny. I was drinking Henny straight out the bottle. No chase, nothing. And I didn't really eat that day either. So from other people's accounts, they said that they were telling me, yo, like, you got to chill. Like, chill out. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I remember the club ending, trying to walk out the club. And then I remember being on the floor in the Luxie's parking lot, throwing up. Like, I'm in the parking lot. Like, people can see me. I am on the floor throwing up. And I know this because there's footage.
Floor?
I'm sitting on the pavement in the Luxie's parking lot throwing up.
Like on all fours?
No, like sitting down, like with my legs crossed, trying to drink water. Oh, there's footage. Ew. There's footage of this that never needs to come out. So then I remember being in the car, throwing up out the window.
Oh my God.
Knocked out. There's a picture of me sleeping with a bag strapped to my face. Like, it's just bad.
Yo, I know those. I know those. Bro.
I remember stumbling into the house, and then I had a hangover for 2 days. That was the first time I ever in my life had a two-day hangover. That was the worst feeling in the world. And I never drank Henny for like 4 years after that.
When you have a friend who's a thrower-upper, there's been time you have to put their head in a plastic bag. Like, you literally, I've duct taped a plastic bag to.
That's crazy.
What?
That's wild.
You're not going to open my car, bro. You're not going to open my car, and I don't trust you enough to get out the window, so I will duct tape a plastic bag.
Duct tape is crazy.
I'm not going to say who the friend was, but I have a friend who cannot hold her liquor, like, for shit. And we were on a trip, and she was white girl wasted. I'm talking, like, we had to carry her, like, to the room, carry her from the bathroom to the bed. I literally put her head in the garbage can.
Is it who I think it is?
Probably. We put her in the bed. I put on her side, and I put the garbage can
on her head.
Like, because I didn't want her to throw up in the bed. The worst thing is waking up to vomit in the bed. So I was like, bro, put her head in the garbage can. So if she yaks, it will just go in the garbage can. So I literally made her, like,
so her face is like this, and it's like,
yes. So
she's facing the inside of the can.
Instead of the pillow, it's the garbage can here.
I don't think that's, I feel like a smarter thing is like,
that's crazy.
Laying them. Well,
you can't do a paper bag, though.
No, but
suffocate.
No, that's why you just lay them sideways or like where their head is almost hanging off the bed and the can is right there on the floor. So they'll just.
The way that the furniture was positioned in the room, it wouldn't work. I tried that too. Damn. I was like, bro, you have to put her head in the can. So I literally just like gently lifted her head and put her head in the can and she fell asleep.
That's wild.
Waking up to a garbage can on your head is crazy.
Did it work?
I think she, yeah. Well, I mean, she slapped. When I realized, okay, she's not going to throw up again, I pulled it off. But
you left her?
Well, our rooms are connected. Oh. So like my friend was in the other room too. So we had two rooms, two girls in each room and our rooms are connected. So I was like, bro, leave her head in the garbage can because if she throws up and she's on her side, at least it'll go in the garbage can instead of on the bed or like, on the floor.
I don't know. I know they say you're not supposed to leave someone that throws up.
No, you're not supposed to.
But I have friends that are like notorious for throwing up and knocking out, and I've definitely left them.
Where?
If it's
by
like
themselves?
No, not like out, but like if we put you somewhere to sleep, I'm not staying in this room with you. If this is the 17th time that you've knocked out, yeah. I'm going back to the party. You'll be fine. Yeah. I'll come check on you in like 20 minutes. You'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you put them on their side or on their stomach or, like, put pillows behind them so they don't roll over onto, because if they roll over on their back, they can choke, right? So you got to keep them on their side. So if they do throw up in their sleep, it just goes out. But sometimes I'll just, like, hold it down.
Yeah, it's funny. Have you ever noticed or have you ever witnessed, like, a younger sibling or family member being drunk for the first time? And it's hilarious. That happened to me with my little cousin. I remember she came home one day, and like she was visibly drunk, and it was hilarious because she was trying to act like she wasn't, and she's just like, "I just need some water, and my head kind of hurts." I was like, "Okay, I know what this is," and like we didn't even make it hot or nothing, and then she just like knocked out in my cousin's bed. I just went put a garbage can right under. I was like, "Yeah, you know, it's a rite of passage."
First birthday was I was wasted, like extremely drunk. They had to carry me out of the club. Oh no, they didn't carry me. I think I like held my friend's hand, but like I threw up in the club, like in the bathroom. And it's not, I knew Cam was a writer because I literally was about to throw up in the toilet in the bathroom, and my earring fell in the toilet, and Cam reached it.
Oh no, that earring's gone. It's gone. That's gone, Cam, man. No, that's gone.
That's gone.
For an earring, that's gone.
Cam's a great friend.
That's gone.
Cam reached in and grabbed the earring and shook it off.
No, that's gone.
I don't think there was any vomit until at that point. I think I was putting my head into vomit. She saw my ear and
still,
she reached
toilet
in.
Water. I'm
yeah,
not,
it was toilet water. It was toilet water for sure. And she reached in and she grabbed my earring and she shook it off. And then I threw up. And then I was like, get me home immediately. And I got to the point where I think I was drinking. I think we had like Henny or vodka or maybe both. And then they brought out champagne. Cause I used to know the guys who owned the club or whatever. Then they brought me the champagne. There's a video of me Millie rocking hard. My dress falls off and I Millie rock to swoop the strap back up and continue. Then they bring out the champagne. I face it and there's no more videos of me for the rest of the night. Like I went to the bathroom, threw up. I said, bro, get me out of here. All my friends, my close friends came, We're in the Uber, and I'm in the Uber, and I'm like, yo, open the door. And they're like, what? I'm like, open the door right now. Like, open the door right now. And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, open the door. And I open the door, and I just, all my guts, my whole life just comes out. And I close the door, and I'm like, okay, let's go back. And they're all like, you're never going back.
See, one thing I can say.
I'm that person. I'll vomit, and then I'm like, upgrade. I'm good.
Yeah, same. I will throw up and be good.
I can come
but
back.
But one thing I will say I know about myself is I'm not a loose cannon vomiter. Even if I'm blacked out, I'm going to make it out the window. I'm going to make it in a bag. I'm going to make it around the corner. Like, I will never just throw up all over somebody's car or in someone's house. Like, that will never happen.
That will never happen. I'm not like that either.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. So what about you? What are you scarred from?
I said vodka.
But what happened?
I drank it in a hot tub. But there was another time, though, for my friend Kay Shinny's birthday, and I think we're at F-Stop. I don't know if you guys ever remember that spot. Mm-mm. It's a place called F-Stop.
And I remember F-Stop, yeah.
And, like, I just remember there was, like, I don't know if this even counts as, like, drinking, because there was, like, a lot of mental health things that went into this, and I just remember
make it dark.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not allowed to be serious here. I don't know. Yeah, I blacked out for, like, 8 hours, I remember, but it was,
hours?
Yes. Yeah, there's just 8 hours of my life that just don't exist. Yeah.
Holy. So at what age
facing
does that?
Facing things, you know, like, just.
What age does that stop? Like, when do you learn your limit? Like, what is the last suitable age to get belligerently drunk? Because I feel like once you pass a certain age, that shouldn't be happening.
I feel like after 22, you should know yourself and know your body and know, like, what is too much and when you're hitting your limit.
It might be higher than that.
22.
What age should that stop?
22 to stop blacking out?
Yeah.
No.
It might be older than that.
Older for sure.
But I'm talking about
32 to stop blacking
out? 29 blacking out?
Yes.
Hold on. I'm talking about, like, consistently, because you could get caught slipping. It happens to everybody. You could get caught slipping. If you black out like once that year, I'm not gonna hold that against you. I'll talk about, like, this is a repeat. You're a repeat offender of this. I don't think that should happen past a certain age.
I don't get that. Like, I don't. I blacked out that one time. I'm talking about is the only time I've ever just, like, completely just forgotten.
I've blacked out multiple times, but
I've blacked out multiple times too.
I think the last time that I fully blacked, well, there's blackout where you're okay, and there's blackout where you're not okay.
What's okay blackout? I don't know. I don't agree with that.
I've never had a blackout when I'm okay. Blackout.
No, I think a okay blackout is just where you just don't remember what happened. A not okay blackout is where you threw up, you knocked out, people had to carry you. Those are two different things.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
I blacked out in Miami. For sure. We went to a party. I don't remember anything that happened at that party.
But you didn't die. There's blacking out and dying.
I died. The last time I died, I think it was during COVID. It was 2020. Actually, Mucho had a party and I died.
Was it Halloween?
I don't think it was. Yes.
Why do you have
flashbacks? No, yes.
Yeah, you look at your flashbacks.
Yes, I think it was Halloween. It was Halloween and I died. I kind of held it together for the most part while we were there, but by the time we left, I died.
I remember that day.
I died. I woke up. So what happened was, we were drinking bare different alcohol. And my friends now, they'll show me videos of me stumbling through the streets of Toronto, knocking over garbage cans and stuff, like crashing into garbage cans. It was crazy. All I remember was I woke up, you know, did my regular morning stretch. I went into the bathroom, turned on the sink, washed my hands. I looked up in the mirror and I paused for a second. And I was like, what are these patches on me?
That's crazy. You didn't even remember the hospital.
Like, I had like patches on me.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, yo. So I called my cousin. I'm like, yo, come up here for a second. Like, what happened? Man's like, bro. So what I think happened was, we came home. I was fine. We came home. They put me to bed. I got up, I think probably to try to use the bathroom or something. And some point between going to the bathroom and from my room, I dropped. Like, I probably hit the floor and dropped or something, right? I made a big noise, like, boom. My aunt and uncle heard that noise. And they came down the stairs and saw me, like, on the ground.
You told us this as a guest on your first appearance before you were even a co-host.
That's what happened.
You told me this story.
And they were, so it was kind of extra. They were shook. So they called like the ambulance. I don't, it wasn't necessarily necessary.
Yeah, I remember this
But
story.
They called the ambulance. Yeah, that was crazy.
That's wild. No, yeah. I would say, like early 30s is when you start blacking out. Because I think the older you get, the easier it is to black out.
Maybe my one blackout experience was so bad, like I've never touched anywhere near
that. Yeah, so you don't go hard.
Yeah, you don't go hard.
No, but
you
don't go hard. Fam,
even at the
girls, I woke up outside of like a Tim Hortons, bro. Like
that's crazy.
What?
Yeah. Like I woke up like somewhere.
Where were your friends?
And my shit was gone.
Where were your friends? Where were your friends?
They're like, yo, Chris, you're at the club 1 second, and then another second, you weren't there. And there's a large period of time where I don't know what happened.
See, this is the one thing, though, that I kind of don't like, or that, like, that situation should not have happened, because even if, like...
Sorry. Let's just rewind. You said you woke up outside of a Tim Hortons? Like, on the pavement?
On a bench.
That's crazy. No, that shouldn't have happened. That's unacceptable.
I've never had anything close to that happen.
That shouldn't have happened
ever again.
And I'm not even talking.
But it was bad. No, but this is why I'm saying, like, oh, I can make it really dark and explain why I got there like that and everything. No, like, there was a lot of bad things that was going on.
But I'm not even talking from your perspective. That is unacceptable, and that should not have happened with your friends.
Yeah,
like, there's no way.
I think I was like 19, though, or 20 or something.
No, but
like,
still. You came with people, no? You came with people, no?
Yeah.
So there's no way that I'm coming with my homies, and at any point of the night, I see that he's visibly super turnt, and he's walking out, and I'm not at least, like, attempting to figure out where he's... There's no way I'm letting you just leave.
Apparently, I just left, and no one saw.
No one saw?
A lot.
There's a lot. Like, there's no way that no one saw you leave.
No, but...
Yeah, impossible. There's that. If I was there, that's impossible. That would have never happened.
So we still
died. Because how the hell did you end up? Like, where were you even? And how did you end up on a bench? How was that a Tim Hortons?
Right.
Because
like, you know, his friends didn't wrangle him up.
Do you know how crazy it would be to wake up and you're outside on a bench?
I'd be so tripped out.
Guys, I would have a mental breakdown. Did you have a mental breakdown? Because I would have a mental breakdown.
I got a diagnosis after. What do you mean?
When you had to, oh, what? You thought you were like wilding? Like no, mentally unstable?
Yeah, I got a diagnosis after that. Yeah.
That's fair. Because like what? But you were just drunk.
No, it was like really like upset. There was like a lot of things that like motivated me to drink that way that night. And I don't do that. Like, I'm not an alcohol vices person, you know? Right. Like I'm not. So it was one of the most out of character moments of my life.
And did any of your friends know that you were going through any of this stuff?
Yeah.
See, there's no way. Okay. There's way. Bro.
Your friends aren't good people.
There's no way I'm letting that happen if I'm one of your friends.
Your friends aren't real.
And your friends knew.
There's no way.
One person do.
There's no way I'm letting you walk out that door.
So you were going through a hard time, and you drank through it and ended up there, and no man came to save you?
Or even if you left, I would have at least attempted to find you.
Yeah.
You would have had 70 missed calls from me.
Were you doing other stuff besides drinking?
No.
Just straight alcohol?
God.
You would have had 70 missed calls from me.
Trasaur 70 in red is crazy.
Yeah, because it's no like I.
But that
like,
I agree with that. Yeah, one thing about me, I will never leave my friends drunk. Like, whoever I came with is coming home with me, unless I see you go somewhere and like I know you're okay and I put you in an Uber or whatever. But yeah, no, that's not flying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's hard. I don't know how to tell this story and be fun in Relentless Diaries and stuff. But yeah,
because it's sounding a lot darker than it seems.
Yeah, well, it is. But like, I don't know, like what we're talking about, like touching the stove and just be, okay, I'm never going anywhere near anything that is on that. But like, I think it's funny that like I even ended up like that at all. Cause I'm not like,
no, it's not funny. I mean, it's funny. Because,
no, cause like, I'm not a person
of like being outside of Tim Hortons out of all. It's like The Hangover. You wake up on the roof.
It was like The Hangover.
But that's crazy.
Yeah. It was like The Hangover.
Yeah. It's wild. But I feel like not just.
But they were roofied, though. They weren't even on alcohol. They were had like on drugs in the hangover. Yeah. So, like, that is worse. Like, to have that effect with alcohol, which is definitely possible. It's just like, yo.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, if he woke up on a bench of Ventamorans, I'm sure he doesn't remember how much alcohol he had that night, Trey.
Do you think it's possible that you got drugged?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, that's different.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's the if that was the case, but, like, that was the first thing I thought, actually, was that I got
drugged. You got drugged.
Yeah. That really was the very, very first thing I thought.
It's possible.
That definitely makes a lot. I mean, I don't know how alcohol affects people differently, but I think that makes more sense.
And I do know of somebody that was there that, not that they have a history of it, but if someone were to, I don't know. I have pieces.
It's possible.
You have a suspect of someone who
I have a suspect. I definitely have a suspect of that, if that were the case. But I also don't, like, people black out, apparently. Mm. Apparently this is another thing that happens. People just forget large blocks of time in their life when they drink.
Yeah, that's
happened to me once and it never happened again.
That's happened to me. I just feel like I think the deterrent from getting super blackout drunk, the older you get, is like the recovery process.
The recovery harder. Is nasty.
My recovery process was a psychologist, therapist combo, and medication, and I got a diagnosis.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's definitely
like necessary. I can't drink like I used to drink when I was 29.
Absolutely not.
No way.
Absolutely
it wouldn't
not.
Work.
No.
I have to. Like I,
now, that's why I said 22. I'm like, okay, I found out.
Now when I drink, I have to prepare for the recovery. Like I have to have a Gatorade or like a Pedialyte, have some Advil handy just in case. Because when I wake up, I don't know how I'm going
to
feel.
Yeah, on Sunday, I went to Manifesto and did like a collab party with Girls Love Rooftops, that party from Atlanta. And there was a lot. Like, I literally, like I went and gave my friend my keys. Like, I just knew immediately, like, yo, I'm not driving home. Like, this, like, you have to drive home. Because I already knew I had, like, 6 or 7 shots of tequila. I had, like, 3 or 4 margaritas. I was like, yeah, like, this is, it's curtains for me.
I'd only tell this story concussed.
Yeah. So I just knew right away that, like, I was going to be wasted. But I literally, like, I got in the car. I immediately drank water. And, like, I went home and I was just, I had to eat. And, like, I have, like, a regimen now. When I drink, I'm like, okay, you got to go home. You got to drink water. You got to drink a Gatorade. You got to put something in your stomach.
Yeah.
Drink more water. And then take a Tylenol and go to sleep.
For sure.
That's my regimen.
Yeah.
If I don't do all of those, are you okay? If I don't do all of those steps, then I'm literally, like, gonna die. Are you sure you're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've started to do that, too. I need the Gatorade. I need food, but I feel like when you're drunk buying food, like, you're it's just going to do that automatically.
Have you ever been drunk on a date?
No.
Like, later on, like, not first date, but, like, dates later, I've definitely been a little tipsy on dates.
No, like, never. You mean, like, getting drunk before you meet the person?
No, like, together on the date.
Like, you went out and you got drunk at the restaurant. We went out and we got drunk
on the date, yeah.
Maybe not drunk, but maybe a little buzz, a tipsy. Like, have a couple drinks. Not drunk though. Like, that's expensive.
Yeah,
that is expensive.
You're actually out? I don't know. Bottle of
but,
wine.
Yeah, you but can, if you go to like a if you go to Neho in Toronto on King Street and they have $5 tequila shots during happy hour, you're definitely getting drunk on a date.
No, but I've done or a date like that where shots. We just went crazy on happy hour, and I think it was like a lot of drinks between both of us. And like, I don't know, it's hard to get drunk, you know, off of.
Not really.
Wasn't doing shots.
6 or 7 shots.
You have to do shots.
Yeah, you have to do shots. To
yeah,
get
give
drunk.
Me if you can go to happy hour, half price shots. Give me like 4, 5, 6. I'm definitely getting drunk.
I wouldn't really do that because I probably drove.
What's like the worst thing that could happen on a date?
There's a lot. That you're traumatized. I wanted to do.
I
like
think shitting yourself is the worst thing.
Shitting yourself,
100%. To me, that's the worst thing that can happen on a date.
What
is worse
know.
Than shitting yourself? On
I don't
a date?
Know if that's the worst because I could just remove myself from that situation.
But I see doodoo on your pants.
No, I shit myself in front of you. There's no way that someone's shitting themselves in front of you,
that's,
or like
it's
that.
Very
you know,
possible.
You know
what if
that
you thought you shitting? Had to fart and then it shit.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know that.
I think you would know.
You wouldn't know that. Because as soon as I felt the shit, I'm leaving. I would have said nothing. I'm like, yo, I would have ran. I would have just ran.
You can't just leave.
No, or at least to the bathroom. I would have ran. You would not have known that I shit myself. There's no way you would have known that.
I think you're underestimating like shitting yourself. I think it's not hard to know if someone shit themselves. Between the odor and the...
But that's what I'm saying. How long am I sitting in front of you with shit in my pants that you smell the odor?
Okay, but how quickly do you think you're getting up?
Instantly. As soon as it comes out, I'm getting up.
What if we're like, she's like, oh, yo, gotta go? Like, oh, I'll be right back? Like, how do you, like, without making it look weird, like, how do you get up?
Yeah, I just have to get up.
That looks crazy. Imagine me like, oh yeah, so when I was younger and you're
or yeah. Or just be like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, I'm getting up.
Where does this happen though? Like on a Dave and Buster's date or something?
Yeah, I don't
it could
get
be
that.
Dave and Buster's, it could be out for dinner. If you're like room. At a rec room, oh yeah, it's curtains for you.
What but also no, but
the movies is also crazy.
That's horrible.
For movies it's worse.
Because you have to get through everyone. No.
And then the doodle stain is sinking in before you get to, oh yeah, curtains.
But I'm not jacking
that. If you're wearing gray sweatpants, it's curtains.
But I'm not jacking that because also, as an adult, you would feel this. And even if you said, yeah, what if you think you had to fart? As an adult, you should know if you're trying to let a fart off in public, you can't just 100% just force it out. You have to see what it is first.
You gotta do like 40%.
A little bit. Like you have to, you know, you have to like test it. You have to test it. You have to test it first.
The temperature of the fart is crazy.
Because
what are we doing?
What are we talking about right now?
Where are we getting here?
How do we get here?
No, because these are real life lessons that you have to teach the youngers. Because even if it's just a fart, I'm not about to just let out a crazy fart in front of you. I'm not. You have to ease it out. So there's no way I'm shitting myself because I would feel it.
This episode's one big fever dream to me. Like, what?
I don't
but you're right. You're absolutely right. You're right. Yeah, you do need to feel it out. You can't just.
I never 100% my
can't
farts.
Can't pull the trigger.
I am
like
completely
just
alone.
Haymaker, like.
And even then, I think maybe the like I maybe get like
you can
85%.
You still can't 100%.
100% a fart is crazy. People who just
you don't know what it is.
You be in dudes' beds.
People who just
letting it go.
I've definitely farted in man's bed before.
You said that. We made a clip about it.
For sure. But like, come on.
It's crazy.
Everyone farts in the morning. What's another bad thing on the date? I think shit. I don't think anything's worse than
shit.
No,
I think there's worse because, like I was saying,
worse
you can
than
escape,
pooping your pants?
You can escape a shit scenario.
Okay, so give me something worse than pooping your pants.
Getting in a car accident.
That's not worse than pooping your pants.
Yes, it is.
If it's the accident, it's your fault.
If me and you are in a car and I'm driving and we get in a car accident.
Like if someone hits us, that's
no.
That's just,
no. I hit a car. We went on a date and we're driving to the date and I hit a car bad. Like this is not a dinger where we could drive away. We have to stay here until the tow truck comes, the police come, and we have to exchange information. And now you're standing here on the side of the road with me, watching me stressed, giving this man my information. I think that's worse than shitting yourself because there's nowhere you could go. You can't go anywhere.
And
unless
you
I like call you a Uber.
You pooped yourself in the accident.
Double homicide.
What happens to you in the accident does matter as well. If we had a bad accident and now like,
if we had an accident and then that, not only did you crash the car, then you pooped.
It seems like an acceptable situation to do that though.
Now we're in a battle car. And
I would never see that girl again.
Oh God, you'll never see me again. Oh Jesus Almighty, you'll never see me again.
The crash forced it out 100%. That's tough, bro.
You didn't have time to check the temperature.
That's tough.
T-bone someone.
It's just like impact, boom. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Now you have a concussion too.
Oh God.
But what's worse though? What's worse? Oh. If you get in a car accident and you shit yourself, or it's one of those car accidents where you end up
like you're upside down in the car and you have to like crawl out the car.
I think shitting yourself
is worse.
Then ending up like that? We're talking about death now.
Yeah,
like, yo, what are you talking about?
He's not
No.
In regards to like,
no, are you saying that I would that rather dying shit myself, is not as bad as no, shitting not yourself? Dying.
No, you didn't die. Okay. I'm saying I would rather shit myself in a car accident than flip the car with us.
That's
in
crazy.
It.
No, I think no because because my thing
have
is
you ever
like,
flipped the car?
My thing is like, yeah. My thing is like. If you flip the car, it's scary.
Yeah.
We're both alive, and I'm saying, like, oh, my God, this is, like, a very, like, crazy moment or whatever. But, like, why did you poop? Like, why?
Your
like,
body does like, things me, you can't like, control.
I think it's, like, to me, we obviously couldn't control us flipping this car. This is just a very traumatic. Like, I'm never going to blame you. Like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Like, we're upside down. Like, I'm not going to look at you crazy. I'm going to look at you crazy if you pooped. 100%. Like, I would have side-eyed you for us being upside down. We just got in a really bad accident. But if you shit, I'm side-eyeing you 100%. Like, why would you do that? Like, why did you do that? Like, with the impact was so hard that you just... your pants. And now you have gray sweatpants. And now this dude was like... And now the police are talking to you. And this dude's...
yeah, you gotta like... Oh. Talking to the police with...
With doo-doo stains on your Nike tech?
You gotta just call her an Uber and send her home. She can't witness this.
Yeah, and it's done.
You gotta go.
I mean, I already witnessed it.
Like so I is said, that...
Incorporating poop in your pants and anything makes the situation...
Okay, so let's take that out. So what's... Let's take the shitting out. What's worse, getting in a car accident or being on a date and coming back outside and your car got towed?
Car accident's worse. Car accident's worse because now our safety is involved. Car got towed is kind of like...
You can Uber home, yeah. You could notice that before she does.
Car towed is pretty bad, too.
It is, but I mean, I would just go with you to get the car back. All you do
but
is...
But what do you mean? But we don't know where it is. You have to find it.
Yeah, no, there's always a sign that says...
Not call. Always.
Really? There's usually a sign that says, call this number, whatever, whatever.
When my rental got towed at Runyon Canyon and we were with the shorties, there was no sign anywhere.
Did I tell you my car got towed in L.A.?
Nah.
Yeah, when I went to LA, our car got towed. And I think I'm like, bro, I'm like, Chisor literally warned me about this. Yeah. We had to pay like $450 USD to get the car back.
Yeah.
I was sick.
They're running an operation.
They're running
over there,
a
bro.
Nasty operation. Bro, I never felt my heart drop so aggressively. Like we got back to the parking lot and I was like, where's the car? Mm. And I'm looking at the spot and the spot's just empty. And I'm like, I parked there. Where's the car? And there's a sign that's like, oh, tow away zone, blah, 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 call this number. And there's other people coming back. They're like, yo, where's our car? Like, we weren't the only people whose car
got
towed.
They do a sweep. When they tow, they do a sweep.
Man. It is nasty.
I didn't realize that's like trauma for some people because I've been with people where like we leave and like we're going back to their car and we can't find their car. And they're like, really? Where's the car? Where's the car?
Sure.
And I'm
yeah.
like, bro,
yeah.
we parked here. The car is here. Relax. Yeah. But I realized.
Now
yeah.
I have towing yeah. PTSD.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
something sure. I thought
it's
about.
It's crazy. Like, literally, where's the car?
All right, so what's worse? You sitting at the dinner table, you're on a date, and for some reason, maybe you had some bad shrimp, you can't hold it, and you throw up on the table, or all of your cards getting declined.
Throwing up on the table is worse. Cards getting declined is worse?
Two people said cards, one person said throwing up. All of your cards got declined.
All the cards, that's
all
worse.
All the cards
yeah,
got declined.
All the cards.
Then throwing up on a table?
Yes.
Because I could be sick.
You know what I mean? Like, that's
yeah. That it's natural causes.
But you could doo-doo because you're sick too.
Nah, man. I don't know. Just to me, like, seeing someone, like, having someone see me in such a physical vulnerable state of throwing up, like, that is crazy.
Oh,
like, I never want my man or my... Maybe my man is different. Cause like, you know, by that time we're comfortable around each other. But like, if it's like a first, second date and I threw up on the, like, you just see me just like on the table.
I saw this happen at a restaurant I worked at.
Someone threw up on the table?
They didn't throw up on the table, but they were on a date and they threw up and it was a shrimp spaghetti. Like
oh!
That.
Damn.
I don't want to be graphic about it, but yeah, it was one of the worst things that I've ever had to deal with.
That's nasty.
I don't know. I don't even know which one I would choose. It depends who I'm with, also.
Every card declining? Every single one?
It depends who
How
I'm
many
with.
Cards are there? Two? Three?
Four.
Four. Oh.
That's horrible. No, four. That's,
no, I mean,
that's
I,
a nightmare, man.
At that point, cards I declined. Have to just blame the machine.
Yeah, I mean, no, the machine is
yeah,
broken.
Yeah, you got to blame the machine.
This
yeah.
has to be
you can, the machine. You can maybe like, get the, like, yeah, you have to blame machine on that. But then how are you paying? You're looking at her? And what if hers works? Huh?
Oh,
I'd be like, no, yeah, I know. At that point, I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to call my bank because something must be wrong. They must have locked my account.
What if the cards are with different banks, though? Hacked. Like, one's RBC, one's Scotiabank, one's BMO.
Yeah, it's like, no, they froze my assets for something. I don't know. I'm just going to try to figure this out because this
doesn't make sense. Froze my assets is insane.
Yeah, like.
Froze?
I would think of something. I don't know. That's tough.
I mean.
Cards declining is horrible. Yeah, that's like a.
All right. Also, next, would you rather be on a date and your crazy ex walks in and sees you or their crazy ex walks in and sees you?
I'd rather my crazy ex.
Yeah, I think.
Their crazy ex is a man. This could be a thing, you know? My crazy ex is, I'll get a text about it later.
So you'd rather your crazy ex?
Yeah.
No, like they came up to the table.
Oh, your ex, your crazy ex, like creates.
They didn't
like
just see
thing.
You, like, yeah, they came up to the table and now it's a thing.
Yeah, I'd rather theirs. I'd rather theirs. Because, like, this is now I'm responsible for this mad table making us look crazy. At least if it's a girl, it's like, bro, tell this bitch to move. Yeah, I think
yeah, I'd probably, I don't know, because you could, as a guy, you could play the, yo, this girl's crazy card a little bit easier, and it'll probably be less chance of violence.
Oh yeah, that's God. What I mean. That's what I'm thinking about right now. Like, yeah, I don't want to have to fight in the restaurant.
That's fighting over the spaghetti is crazy. Getting wiped across a charcuterie
board. But do
men board.
Still fight other men for girls nowadays? I feel like not.
Yes. Yes.
If I see my ex, I...
Like, square up?
They might deliver it in a different way. Like, they're not going to say, oh, you're with my ex, let's fight. But a man might cause a fight with someone.
You might pay for the bill and then send a note over saying, don't fret, my nigga, you know?
No, but like, I'm saying, do men really fight over women anymore? Like,
yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they do.
That will be the root reason, but they might find another reason to fight. Like, a man might see me in the club... And he doesn't like me because I'm with his ex. And we're walking by each other and he purposely bumps me. So now we have static to start a fight.
Some of the biggest feuds in pop culture over a woman.
Yeah. Like what?
It's always.
Drake and Chris Brown.
Women are money. Those are the two reasons that guys
Drake
fight.
And Kanye.
Drake and Kanye beefing over a woman?
What yeah, and that's juicy. That something just happened with that too. This what? Dude. Totally ignored this woman as he's walking up the thing.
Did he ignore her?
He doesn't look at her.
No, they looked at each other.
I don't think he looks at her. I think you don't release. Like,
he didn't really
people
stop.
Are saying that he breezed
honestly,
it.
I won't lie. I expect him to like kind of stop and engage, maybe give her a quick side hug, but he didn't really.
But we don't know at what point that was. Like, he could have seen her already. And that's he's
true.
Just
that
walking
is true. That is true.
Even like if they were backstage or something. I don't think that's his first time seeing her in the building that day.
She was Kim Kardashian was giddy on that.
She looked good. Floor.
No, she did look
fantastic.
Good.
She looked good.
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't she like 40 something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, she has the money to literally manufacture.
There's a lot
her
of people
face.
Who had money and don't look good.
That is true. I feel like most people who look good don't have money.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how the game works.
Have you tried the filter on TikTok where it shows you what you look like if you're old?
No, and I don't think I want to.
It's tough.
Yeah.
They did it with pictures of celebrities and like it was accurate.
Mm.
So I was like, damn.
Would you? I've seen that before.
Oh, you never tried it?
No.
I'm going to find it.
Oh, God. Have you guys, like, would you do, like, plastic surgery?
Nah, I don't think so.
For what?
Like, would you do, like, Botox or, like.
No. If I get old, I look old. Like,
yeah?
Although, I don't know.
I think a lot of men
I'm
are
half
maybe
white, though, so, like, I'm scared
about.
You
might age like milk.
Yeah, I'm scared.
But a lot of, what's it called? A lot of men now are, what's it called? Doing the,
That's how you're going to look when you're 85.
Oh, 85? Okay, that's not bad. I can do this at 85. This is kind of cute at 85. I'm not going to hold you. Maybe a couple, what's it called? Huh? No, a couple injections to fix these lines. This is not bad for 85, though.
Yeah, hers isn't bad. I look like Bill Cosby.
Okay. Anyways, what was I saying? Sorry. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Look at me.
You do look like Bill Cosby.
Don't share your drink with him.
What was I saying?
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's going to catch up to me real bad, yeah.
Oh, so would you guys do, like, Botox or anything like that? Because I feel like a lot of men now are, like, my cousin does Botox. And he's like a straight man. He's like, yo, like, yeah.
I'm okay with getting wrinkly.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't know about Botox.
Well, Botox just like freezes your face, right? So you don't get like
the only surgery I can think of, and it's only because I'm like really blind, is
LASIK.
Yeah, but I'm also scared too. Like,
that's not plastic surgery though.
Yeah. I'd do the.
That's the only surgery procedure I could think to enhance myself that I would do. Yeah.
I'd do the hairline transplant.
Really?
If my hairline got like crazy,
is your hairline bad though?
Nah, I have a big forehead, but it's not like ridiculous.
At what age do you feel like you would do it?
That's the thing, because I think you get to an age where you shouldn't care how you look anymore. Like when you're old,
you should always care how you look.
Like if your hairline starts going at 50. No, I mean
to the point where you want to modify yourself. If I'm 85, why am I getting plastic surgery? I'm done.
That's fair.
It's over.
Yeah, I think I would do maybe like I don't want to do. I'd maybe do like a little like filler, like the you know how to inject the blood. Like you get your blood taken out and then they inject it back or whatever. They do like the blood facials. I do like stuff like that.
But that's not a surgery though. That's a facial. That's just a form of a facial. But don't
they inject it? Do they inject it or do they put it like on top?
No, it's like little. It's like little needles. But I don't count that as plastic surgery. Yeah.
I would maybe do Botox too, just to like you know if I have any like extra lines, I might just add a little.
I don't know.
Fill it in.
Dudes are getting DBLs.
What are DBLs? I'm too scared of that.
They're getting dick enlargement surgeries.
What are they enlarging it with? Because BBL is fat. BBL, they take fat from like your mid area or whatever, put in your ass. What are they enlarging your penis with?
See, I'm not a medical professional, so don't quote me on this. But like, I feel like they, I've heard about these procedures and stuff like on the shows, like the A&E shows where they would talk about crazy procedures people get. And they would say that there's like extra in you.
And they just pull it out.
Yeah, and they bring it and they use that extra. I've heard about,
like biologically that is true.
Yeah.
There's extra what?
Like your piece.
Shaft.
It goes in. Like the muscle that is your wee-wee.
Right.
It doesn't end right here. Like there's more.
Oh.
So they so just
as
like
a man, why don't you pull it out? Full wee-wee?
What? Because it's not in your. Because you can't pull
as
it out.
As a man, why is only half your wee-wee out?
Because that's how God made us.
As a man, you should be able to pull it out yourself.
That's like saying as a woman,
Dr. Luke.
Okay. That's like saying as a woman, why can't you reach up into your own coochie and pull the baby out?
I don't think it's the same.
Even just making the comparison to say, sounds crazy.
Making the comparison to what?
Just out loud, that sounds scary.
It does sound scary.
I would never do anything that has to do with my piece. That's too.
Yeah, like
I
that's
can't take
fucked.
The risk of malfunction. That's tough.
What would you do if your pieces couldn't get hard anymore?
Is there surgeries if that happens to you that like you can like erectile
I'm
dysfunction?
Sure
no, there is
I'm
actually.
Sure
is
so there?
My homegirl works at a place where they do facials and stuff, but they also do. I think it's like some sort of shock therapy where guys who have erectile dysfunction will go and kind of try to like
shock
spark
it
the nerves back again. It's a real thing, and she said a lot of people go.
They do that.
Well, I mean, erectile dysfunction is very prominent. Like a lot of men cannot, and women blame themselves, but a lot of men, especially some young men, have erectile dysfunction. Y'all be drinking lean and smoking weed and y'all cannot get it up.
There's a lot of dudes that they're saying like the enhancement performance things, the
Viagras and the blue chews and the honey packs.
Honey packs and stuff. Apparently, like they're saying that the biggest
it's
consumers
good, yeah.
are young men.
Absolutely,
using
they
those
are,
things.
And they shouldn't be.
And I blame society and women.
Why are you blaming society
and women?
Because the pressures on young men to perform in the bedroom have driven them to taking perks before they have sex, so they can last long.
Fair.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Because when you're young, you're not supposed to take those things.
No, absolutely
any
not.
Sort of enhancements, you're not supposed to do that. I did it that one time for research
that's
purposes.
That's what I'm saying.
But
I'm curious. Like, I am curious. Like, oh, like,
it was for really research. I think you'll survive if you did it once. You'll survive. But one of my friends, he said he went to, like, get a Viagra. And the pharmacist even told him, like, yo, you're a young man. Like, I'm not supposed to be giving this to you, but I'll give it to you this one time. But just know, like, you're not, like, this cannot be a regular thing. It's not good for you.
Why is your friend getting Viagra?
Because he wanted to make sure that he performed well for his girl. I think it was, like, his anniversary. They were going somewhere. And he had a couple issues.
The fact that you guys are dying.
I think he had some issues recently, like beforehand, and he wanted to make sure that there was no issues. Once again, just societal pressures.
How old is he?
He felt that he was young. He was young.
Like early 20s?
Yeah, he was young. He just wanted to make sure that there was no room for error.
Buying a Viagra in your early 20s is actually kind of sick. I'm not going to hold you.
I didn't know that, like, they could, like, let... I didn't think they would...
You can't. You're an adult. You can.
But, like, I don't know. If you're young as hell, I'm like...
But that's how shook he was, that he wanted to make sure that nothing went wrong, that he bought a Viagra.
Hmm.
Societal pressures, man.
Very much so. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's definitely not good.
No.
But before, oh my God, we have two things to do before we wrap up. The first thing is, oh my God, first of all, okay, this is going to sound crazy. I used to love the movie The Blind Side.
Oh man.
I.
Really? Like you.
Well, it came out when I was fairly young. How old? Okay. When did The Blind Side come out? We were young.
Okay. Okay. Did you know today is the 20th anniversary of the first Cheetah Girls movie? 20 years.
That's disgusting. Well, that makes sense because, yeah, I was 7 when it came out.
20 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
That movie's 2009. Still a
I was what, like?
Like 14, 13.
No.
2009? Yeah. You're like 14. Between 12 and 14.
12, yeah.
Depending
12
how old
or 13.
You are.
14, 15, yeah.
Yeah, 12 or 13, because I 14, I was 2010. So yeah, 13, 2009. Yeah, so I used to like The Blind Side. Like, I thought it was a cute little movie, blah, blah, blah. But I, you know when things change as you get older?
Yeah.
As I got older, I remember I watched it on the plane maybe like a couple years ago, and I was like, what the hell is this movie? Like, this is like some like weird, like
some
white savior propaganda. Like, why does this, like, why are they portraying this black man like that? And it turns out, and this is fairly true, like, or I don't know how true, but everyone's reporting on it, that Michael Orr, who The Blind Side is about, the football player, he's suing the two white people who adopted him because he said he was never legally adopted. He actually, they tricked him into signing a conservator document.
Which is what
is that?
What Britney
Spears
basically
what Britney Spears is in.
Like a 360 deal on your life.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So like they make money.
Going league?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So they're conservatives for his wealth and his fortune. And he's suing them to get access back to all of his money. And apparently they made like millions of dollars off of royalties for The Blind Side movie.
Like leveraged the contracts and
yeah.
stuff in their
and
favor.
And he didn't really see much of the money from that movie. And he said that movie negatively impacted his NFL career because, yeah, in the movie they make him seem dumb. Like, he literally seems like this.
They're like,
oh,
you got to protect her. And it's like, he knew how to play football and was playing high school football before they even met him. So, like, yeah, it really portrayed him in like
it was the weirdest, weirdest thing. But I used to love that movie as a kid. And then I also loved Sandra Bullock. That Sandra Bullock won an
Oscar. Sandra Bullock's catching strays for no reason because of this.
Does she deserve to catch strays, though?
No.
I mean, she was an actress. She played a role.
And like, then people
why,
are kind of saying,
why am I in it?
Apparently she wasn't going to take the role and then met with the white woman who she was portraying and then got convinced by this woman. And people are saying, like, oh.
And didn't she win an Oscar from that role, I heard?
Yeah.
Or an award or something?
That movie was Oscar nominated at the very least. I don't know if it won, but.
I just think I think so many things are this a crazy turn of events. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like the 2020s.
That's
like
a genre of movie, though. There was a lot of movies like that back then.
The white savior movies?
Yeah, and like Freedom Writers and shit like that.
What's the one? Coach Carter is the, what's what I'm thinking of? Maybe it's Freedom, right? Is that the one with the girl with the teeth?
Hilary Swank?
What? Yes, Hilary
yes,
Swank.
Yeah, that's
yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm
the
thinking
girl
of
with
that
the
one.
Teeth.
Hilary Swank's teeth are like, like they're very like prominent teeth. Like
I've
she,
never
you know people
that.
Who talk with their teeth, like Kerry Washington?
Yeah.
Hilary Swank is one of those people. Like she talks with her teeth outwards.
Michelle Obama.
I've never noticed that.
Oh my God, Michelle Obama talks with her teeth. You're not a teeth talker though.
It's no, when, I'm like, saying I've never noticed.
It's when you really like emphasize your teeth when you're talking.
Yeah.
Like Kerry Washington in Scandal was like this.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. But Hilary Swank, do you remember the episode of The Office where they did this debate of Hilary Swank? Do you watch The Office?
I haven't seen every episode of The Office.
Are you guys serious?
I watched it like I know The Office. But
it's a great show, but there's an episode where they debate if Hilary Swank is hot or not. And the whole episode is based around The Office debating if she's hot or not. And they're, like, split 50-50. And they're trying to, like, pull people on the side to, like, convince them if she's hot. Do you watch The Office, Trey? Yeah. Have you seen the episode of The Office where they debate if Hilary Swank is hot or not?
Yeah.
But, yeah, because she talks with her teeth.
What's a celebrity that everybody thinks is really, really good looking that you don't really get?
I don't want to say it because I'm a hater.
You always say Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah, Michael B. Jordan, yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I have a good one for this.
I don't see it for Michael B. Jordan.
I have one, but I don't want to.
Who is it? Say it.
I don't
want
to say it.
Just say it. No one knows what your face is.
Say it. You're off camera.
You don't think
Zendaya? I've heard that before. I've heard that.
No, I don't
think. I've actually heard that from a lot of men, though. I heard a lot of men say that they don't find Zendaya as attractive. People make it seem. But really, you don't think Zendaya, like, you don't think she's attractive at all? Or just, you can see it, but it's not for you?
I can see it, but it's not for me.
Okay, fair.
I don't know. I grew up in, like, Oakville with a lot of white kids, and they would thirst hard over Taylor Swift.
Ew. Taylor Swift.
I know, yeah.
She was never in the elite white girl category.
They loved Taylor
Swift. Oh, also Zac Efron. He is not elite milk.
It's part of the same bag that we're talking about.
Yeah. So many girls. Justin Bieber. I know so many black girls. I've never found Justin Bieber attractive. But he looked like Ellen.
That's
funny.
That's a stray.
Yeah. He just, to me, Justin Bieber is like a white woman with short hair. Like, he was never like attractive man. Like, I never think, oh, attractive white man, Justin Bieber. Never came to my mind. Even after all the tattoos and then there was one woman, I'm like, okay, one woman was like, okay, he's kind of cute. But after, I'm like, no, he still looks like a woman to me. Very feminine man. And that's not really my attractive layer, if that makes sense.
I'm trying to think of like.
Like, I like them pretty, but not too pretty. Like, Justin Bieber looks like he has no hair on his dick.
Huh?
He looks like he hasn't hit puberty yet.
Okay.
Like, he looks very, like, always very young and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have, like, a very, like. You know, he just looks like he has no hair on his penis.
Got you.
Yeah.
Do you think if you were, like, super, super famous, you would have an astronomical body count? Like, these celebrities, they be getting to it. Do you think you'd be one of those guys, I have my wife and
this no, is my wife? No, but it would definitely be a lot higher. Yeah, it would be. I don't think it would be ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't be in triple digits.
You don't think you would touch triple digits?
No, I don't think I would. I think it would be maybe. No, that's a lot of fucking people, man.
Triple digits.
But when you think about it, the amount of cities that you're traveling at and the access to
what kind of celebrity? If I'm an NBA player, maybe.
A celebrity that travels a lot. You're an NBA player, you're a rapper.
You're on tour. Yeah, I don't think I'm touching triple digits. That's a lot.
I think you could easily, as a celebrity, touch triple digits.
I think so too. I would get there.
Where'd you get sushi from? Oh, nice. Yeah.
Subtle flex.
I know, right? Wifey dropped it.
Oh, off. Yeah. This is wife's taking care of me.
I feel like triple digits is very easy.
You're touching triple digits if you're a celebrity?
If I was a celebrity.
Just triple digits right now.
That's cap. I'm not even close. Don't put that on my jacket. But I feel like.
What are you doing?
Like, what? I'm just saying. Based on the girls who love Chisora, I would not be surprised. If Chisora told
me. So just because they love me, that means I had to indulge in all of them?
I'm saying Chisora's a slut. That's crazy.
I'm just saying, based on the
attention
that I see you get, I wouldn't be surprised if you told me
that. It's possible. I could. Exactly. I could very easily have been touching triple digits, but that's not really my thing, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't be in triple digits. That's a lot of people. I like solitude in my alone time and stuff.
I
feel like if I was a celebrity, I would try and get another celebrity wifey. I feel like that would be more what I would be.
Power couple type.
Yeah, I would probably try and gun for that more than just bodies and flyouts and stuff like that. No.
So what do you think you would lean toward? You think you're going actress, singer, model, pro athlete?
Actress, singer would be, yeah.
I think people sleep on the pro athletes. Yeah. The guys that have pro athlete, like women,
Corday
wifeys.
Is doing great.
Corday's good. Cindy McLaughlin's husband is good.
Rory's doing good.
Rory?
I think Rory's dating a WNBA player.
Rory from Rory
sure,
and Maul?
I'm pretty sure he is, yeah.
There was something about that.
That Lexi
I don't know
Brown
if they were
girl.
Dating, but there was something with...
Is she black?
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure, like, that's... Like,
black Rory. Women date Rory?
Yes.
Yeah.
He only dates black girls.
Yeah.
His fiance was
Caribbean or black?
Caribbean.
But he dates... He's
Caribbean
no,
or black?
I think she was like Guyanese, but he's been known, like, that's his thing. Like, he dates black girls. Like, he likes
Rory?
Black girls. Yeah.
The ginger?
Yeah,
he likes black girls.
He's literally said if he won't come around black people, then I'll deal with white people. And that's.
Yeah, he dates black girls. But.
There's a whole public thing with him and his ex, like, in academics and.
I don't remember. I don't really pay attention.
I think I'd probably go for the athlete or Who do you think? I don't know if I would do model.
Y'all, I don't see you doing a model.
I don't think I would do model. I like people with talents, like, and abilities. So that's why I lean more towards athletes.
Model's not talent or ability?
That's not, you don't have a talent. You look good. That's not a talent. It's an asset, but it's not a talent. I wouldn't call it a talent.
If you could, like, really just, like, handpick your career and, like, you're, like, doing some power couple stuff, what woman would you want to, like, execute that with? Who do you feel like?
I'd say someone who's more up than me. And it's just, like, it's easier.
I've thought about this a lot.
If you get, like, a Rihanna or a Beyonce or, like,
that'd be cool.
Or a Kim Kardashian or someone that's, like, up, it's way easier to navigate.
I think, like, gotta like a politician's daughter, like the Obama system.
Nah, I'm not doing that. Your life would have to be too secretive. I'm not doing that.
Well, once no one's gonna know anything about me. Yeah, once you're out of office, then
I'll never hear nothing about me.
If you date Obama's daughter now, it's
Secret Service, he's not in office, everywhere.
But like, what? But what are the perks of that though?
Privacy, yeah. What you're saying is a bad thing.
There's privacy, yes, but Obama doesn't have the, like, Secret Service. Like, he's not president anymore, and he can't be. He already did two terms. So is it really privacy?
I don't know. I feel like Obama's probably got some high-end security.
You probably do have security, but I just feel like a politician's daughter like that, I don't think the pros outweigh the cons, because it's like your life is public but private to a degree. They obviously have money, but they're not, like, I don't think they're, like, billions up.
Could you be in the royal family?
No.
I feel like even if they were black,
I feel like there's too many rules.
If there was a black royal family, yeah, it was Afrofuturism.
Like, no, I'm saying, what if the royal family was black? Could you do what the royal family?
I think there's too many rules. I couldn't. There is a lot of rules.
Yeah, because if you, like, turn your back to the queen or something, you'd, like, it's like a big disrespectful thing. Nah, yeah, there's so I'm many little, like, things with royalty that, yeah.
No, you're right. Mm-mm. You're very right.
I'm not doing that.
Interesting. Okay, to wrap things up, we have... Okay, so I got a DM. This was actually, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks ago. I don't know who this is from. I'm going to protect the innocent and not say their name or their at. This is very long, by the way, so
keep... Yo, shout out to people sending us...
Bear with me.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So someone said, what up, Zoe? I have a bit of a am I the asshole dilemma for you to talk about on the pod. I apologize. It is a bit long. What? Hold on. I apologize. It is a bit of a long one, but the details will definitely help. Keep in mind, this all happened right after lockdown. I started dating a girl named Sydney back in July 2021. Things started great, but by early September, she would only really speak to me when she needed money, a ride, or wanted sex. We had multiple arguments about it. While at her apartment, we ended up arguing again, where she told me I needed to shut the F up about it and I should stop being a whiny little bitch. I broke up with her right there. She started calling me names. I collected my things. After no response, she smashed a mirror on the ground, so I got the F up out of there. She tried to convince me to come pick up the rest of my stuff many times. Thankfully, I stuck to my guns and never saw her again. I met my dream girl soon after. I will say her name is Megan, and we hit it off instantly. Fast forward some months, and Megan is a model and gets invited to many fancy parties, promotions, and sometimes I end up being a plus one. I found out Sydney started doing OnlyFans after we broke up through a friend of a friend, and it was then confirmed when Megan saw her at an event. Are you skipping up? Okay. At the latest party, about halfway through the night, my girlfriend whispers that my ex was there. We hid on the second floor and enjoyed our night while watching my ex, who was very drunk. My girlfriend went to the bathroom before we left. While talking with her manager, I heard Sydney drunkenly scream my name as she then threw her beer bottle and phone at me. I managed to duck under the bottle, but the phone hit me right in the mouth, cutting my lip. Sadly, the bottle struck Megan's manager below the eye, cutting him badly and needing 11 stitches. As I explained to the officers that we had history, she was arrested. When asked if I would like to press charges, I chose not to. I felt terrible and didn't feel like having anything to do with her, the situation. Megan believes that I should have pressed charges and that I must still have feelings for her because I didn't. My ideal relationship is now us constantly arguing about it. We have since broken up, but she continues to spread the fact that I chose my ex over her throughout our mutual friends. Am I actually the asshole?
I need some context for this. So, can't see who it is. Is the person black? You're a victim. Word, you're definitely a victim, but is the person black?
I don't know. I can try to see their profile, but I don't know. I think by their name, it's giving
this
black.
Is important because the person is the person black and is the new girlfriend
yes,
white?
Yes, he's black.
Do you
I don't
think
know what
Megan is white? Because I think that
by the
plays
way
a
Megan
big
is
in.
Acting, I would think she's white.
Right?
It wait, Megan is the new girl.
The new
Sydney,
girl.
You mean?
No, Megan.
Oh,
I feel like Megan's probably white.
And Sydney's not?
I don't know if she's
Sydney gives
but,
me white girl.
But that
vibes.
Doesn't matter in what I'm saying. But okay. I feel like Megan is white. First of all, bro, you are not the asshole for not pressing charges. And the reason why I say that is because I feel like, especially as black people, if you have a white girlfriend, I don't think she might not understand why you don't want to get involved in any type of way in the like in, with law enforcement or the justice system or in police. Because realistically, I could probably speak for everybody in here. If we were in that situation, we're probably not pressing charges on the girl. Like just because. Like, that's just how it... Like, that's just kind of how you are. Especially if you're black. You could have done something crazy to me. If my life is not threatened, I'm probably not going to press charges on you. Mm-hmm. So, no, you're not the asshole. And I feel like she might think, because maybe in her world, if something is done to you, you press charges. Like, that's how she's grown up. She might think you have feelings for her because, but I don't know. I feel like you have to try to explain to her in some way to see it through your lens. Cause I completely understand why he didn't press charges. Mm-hmm. Like most guys probably aren't going to.
Yeah.
While most girls probably are.
Right.
So you kind of just have to get her to see it from your perspective, but that's tough depending on the person. But no, you are not the asshole.
I don't think he's the asshole. And I also think like what you're saying, like this is something that I think happening a lot more on social media, like if a black woman is wrong, subjecting her to more ridicule or dogpiling sometimes isn't.
Well, yeah,
I'm not with that. You know,
if black, then I can understand why he didn't want to press charges.
Yeah,
because pressing charges on a black woman, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not something I'd want to.
But also, like, as a black man, pressing charges on a white woman is also. I feel like just it's sticky both sides.
Yeah.
I don't think he's an asshole for not pressing charges.
And plus, I don't think his new girlfriend is black. Because realistically, I don't think if Megan is black, I don't think she has an issue with you not pressing charges. Realistic odds are, I don't think she would have an issue because I feel like she'd kind of understand why you wouldn't. But no, bro, you did the right thing. You didn't touch her. You didn't do nothing, and you didn't.
But now Megan is spreading lies saying that he's not over his ex because he didn't press charges. Like, basically said, yo, you obviously you must still like her because I would have pressed charges on that
bitch. Bro, try to explain it to her. If she doesn't get it and it's causing a rift with your relationship,
and
she might not be the one for you.
And if she, like, and if that really is the case and she's like, that's how she feels, it almost feels like that type of conflict and issue would manifest somewhere down the line in your relationship.
Yeah.
She's not on your side for that, you know?
Fair.
And if she saw what was going on, like she was there the whole time, she saw what happened, I feel like this might not be the first time that she's brought up the ex and like asked if he's had feelings for her. This might just be in her mind like a stamp to say, see, I knew he still liked her.
Right.
I don't think this is the first time that her name has come up in something. Because this would be a very strange, like, me not pressing charges on my ex that attacked me would be a very strange first reason for you to say that I still have feelings for her. Because you saw what just happened.
It's almost like you were, like, you had these trust issues before, and, like, now you just have, like, a reason to, like, validate them, you know? And
Yeah. If she doesn't get it, dump her.
That's that on that.
I think so. And I feel like this guy, he's probably a nice guy. Like, that's probably why he's even asking this question. Because he feels bad that his girl feels bad.
Yeah.
Because me, no. Like, cut it out. I would literally have to tell her, yo, stop it. Cut it out. Stop it.
Yeah, like, he's being nice. He's being nice. That's why I'm saying you're a victim. Because it's almost like you're, like, you could, leave this. Like, you did everything you could right that in your control. So, no, man.
How did I get attacked and my girl's mad at me?
Because you didn't press charges.
Like, come on. Yeah. Come on.
I play devil's advocate.
I know, but, like,
agree.
Come on. That sounds ridiculous.
People that just want punishment and punitive things to happen.
It seems like he just wanted to be done with the situation and said, you know what? Like, leave it alone, whatever.
That is very reasonable.
Yeah.
Nah, you didn't do anything wrong, bro.
He said he felt terrible and didn't feel like having anything to do with her or the situation anymore, so he didn't bother to press charges.
That makes sense. Someone cut, he got bust in his lip. Someone else had to get 11 stitches.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Pressing charges would almost be more indicative, of still having, like, feelings. Like, and oh, now, I really gotta get her. Like, that's, you know, if you don't even care enough to press charges, like, that should be...
And now you gotta go to court and you gotta see her again.
I wanna do that process.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not going to court if I don't have to. I don't care what it is. If it's a parking ticket, a speeding ticket, I'll take the L. I'm
off
just gonna pay it.
Off the strength of that alone. Just like if she really deserved it and it was bad. Like I don't wanna go to court, bro.
Facts.
I don't have to pay for a lawyer and all that.
Fuck jury that. Duty, parking ticket, I don't wanna go.
Jury duty, you're not in the jury.
If I get chosen for jury duty, I don't wanna go.
But you wouldn't get chosen for jury duty on your own case.
No, I just mean in general.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to start showing my biases.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, for sure. If you tell them that you have racial biases, you automatically
will
get chosen.
Or I will get, I'm going to make sure I don't
just
get
just show
selected.
Them a clip from the podcast, but this is me. Do you want me on the show?
It's going to be really hard for me to get it off.
Or it depends who's on. Do they tell you what the case is about before they pick you?
No, they just screen you. And then you find out once you, agree or once you pass the jury evaluation.
I'm going to not pass on purpose.
Yeah.
But isn't that illegal? To try and...
No, but they screen you, though.
But if you don't pass the screening. Like, if I say, like, I'm a racist or I'm sexist, then I... Yeah.
Getting in there like, I'm not fond of the whites. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
I do not like the white folks in a room full of white people. Anyways, guys.
Full transparency.
Right. You need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, the fever dream episode. Yeah,
you've been... fighting for your life. This stop touching your cut. Yeah, let's wrap this up so you can go home. You good?
Gotta go to work tomorrow.
You should have ironed your shirt before you left the house this morning. But
I didn't feel like it.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
I didn't do that last episode and thought I was gonna get called out.
And my mom is probably why.
No, I am. I'm an ironer, okay. But it's just today. Just I didn't have it in me.
Got it. Okay. Well, everyone, thank you for listening for episode 22 of the Relentless Diaries. We'll see you guys in 7 days next week. Oh, my ears.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.